DW.
Word is, I'm putting on weight. How do I know? Well, not because my jeans are getting too tight or because I've been sneaking a peek on friends' bathroom scales, but because I have a profound love of flowers. Okay, so I'm going to go and buy myself some flowers from my very favourite flower shop, which is called Blumen and Pflanzen. Actually, it looks like it's closed. Oh, no, there's a sign on the door, says open. Ah, it is.
Hello, guten Tag. Wie geht es dir, Schatz?
Gut, danke, dir?
Und ja, ich danke mir auch. Und möchtest du heute, was möchtest du denn?
Good question. What do I want today? While I cast my eye over the colourful collection of vases, I can feel her casting hers over me. I settle for a bunch of brilliant red and yellow dahlias.
Einmal oder zweimal, weil nur so 2,50.
Okay, then she tells me I'd be better off with two bunches, since it's the weekend. I'm not sure of the logic there, but I tell her I'll take two.
Wunderbar!
But I'm not quite finished yet, and neither, it seems, is she.
Und du sollst ein bisschen dicker geworden, Liebling.
And there it is. I'm getting fat. I have it direct from the source. My florist.
Ich bin dicker geworden.
Really? I ask her.
Ja, sehr schöne Figur.
The first time she said it was a few months ago, and I was as dismayed as I was crushed. I even opened my shirt. And yes, I was wearing a vest underneath, to show her how wrong she was. She just smiled. The next time I crossed her threshold, sucking in my stomach and my cheeks as far as I could, I was floored to hear her hit me with the same verdict. This time, though, she assured me it was a good thing, insisting that in Vietnam, weight gain is generally indicative of health and happiness. That made me realise how little I know about the traditions and indeed history of Berlin's 12,000-strong Vietnamese community. Or communities, for theirs is a tale of two halves. In the late 1970s, some 40,000 Vietnamese boat people fleeing repression and economic hardship were granted asylum in the former West Germany. Some ended up here, where they were given residency, language classes, access to education, training, and the social welfare system. But on the other side of the wall, things played out differently. In the 9 years preceding the collapse of East Germany, the socialist state recruited 60,000 Vietnamese contract workers on the basis that they would not become integrated, but would work hard and return home after 5 years. But when the war came down in November 1989, other opportunities hovered on the horizon. Around half the workers who'd come by invitation decided not to go back to Vietnam, but sought ways to stay, including applying for asylum. It was a long process, but gradually those who'd stuck out the uncertainty secured the right to live and work in the reunited Germany. Many set up on their own, selling fruit and veg, Asian specialities, clothing, or indeed, plants and flowers. Back in the store, which like many Vietnamese flower shops is quite simply called Blumen und Pflanzen, the florist tells me she likes the name. If you walk past here, you know we're selling plants and flowers, she says. In other words, she says things like they are. As we chat, she pulls out her phone to show me photos of her daughters. Aren't they beautiful? She says. She's right, they are. And then she zooms in on one of them wearing a skimpy swimming costume. Look at her figure! Let's just say it's impossible not to. I take my flowers and wander home, seeking comfort from the fact that I am clearly healthy and happy.
This report was brought to you by DW.